I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 561, Girthy Pete's Tasty Meats. Alright, this is Electric Sisterhood and I'm Siri, filling in for Ninja and Panda while Ninja has traveled to the sunny climes of California. So what we have for you this week is a clip show, featuring funny segments from past shows. There's no overriding theme to the clips you're going to hear, so we just urge you to enjoy them at face value.
Wait, you're already in a clan?
Yeah, the clan that we were in before didn't go away, but I joined a different clan. Because it was the Great Schism in the Wolves of Ragna.
Okay. See, I don't know. So, like,
I'm in Girthy Pete's Tasty Meats now.
You know what? Not too sure how I feel about that, bro. But you know what? Like, it's not about how I feel. It's about how you feel. And if those
I
are
didn't
type
make
of,
the name,
if
okay.
that's the type of meats
I
that you want, then you put
stop.
Those all up
I
in your mouth.
I didn't make the name of the clan.
Hope
but,
you enjoy
like,
those meats once a month coming in that wet-ass box
as this
with that weird smell. You
Yo,
do you, boo-boo.
Listen, when the schism happened, okay, and we became, like, three where we were one, okay, my loyalties were with this one group of...
With the Girthy Meats. That's
and
what
so
I heard.
I followed Nick.
And his
and Nick's
meat.
Like, I'm gonna make a new clan. And I was like, okay...
What?
You know, because Nick is great, so...
Right, you know,
There were quite a few times
what was the name of that again?
Nick would...
Girthy Meats? Someone's Girthy Meats?
Girthy Pete's Tasty Meats.
See? Bro.
Wait. You know how you can only have a four-letter designation that shows up when you're in a clan in
so
the brackets underneath?
Does it say Pete's? Or
no,
meat?
It says meat.
Like.
But, like, all the heavy hitters from our previous clan are in there. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna follow them. Because that's gonna make the rating so much better. Because they were really good at leading us.
Hey, like I said.
Through to get the rewards until we were big enough.
Whatever bratwurst, like, floats your boat, man. Like, whatever wet meat you need to get you through.
I'm all about a good prosciutto. And so are you, so don't lie. We're already getting off the exit ramp for Tangent Town, and we haven't even gotten to our actual destination.
Now you get your grappling hook, so you have to learn how to use that, even though you don't use it until, like, the third half of the game. They expose you to everything you're gonna do. In your tutorial.
I don't know how you
level.
Have a third half of a thing, but, yes, that. And
math
that,
is good.
Levels.
I don't know how I'm feeling about it, because, like, one, I'm always about seeing, you know, POCs in games and strong roles, but, like, they're really quick to make POCs bad guys a lot.
No.
Right? Like,
No, you don't say.
I know, right? And the Oscars aren't political or rigged. Anyway.
Water, also not wet.
Not wet. But I'm just like, they're kind of rehashing this element. And I don't want to be Castellanos going back into STEM and, like, taking out the bad guy. Like, I kind of want the black guy to win. Like, okay. We're going to play this game now because...
So basically, you're like in an Issa Rae kind of moment where you're rooting for all the black people to win.
Like, I'm kind of in this weird headspace where I'm just like, you know, if I don't play it, in my mind, he gets to win. Because as soon as I load it up, and I mean, like I said, I'm going to play it, eventually I will be ending the demise of a rich, successful black guy who, you know, had a good idea, and then it took a left instead of a right. And you know what? Everyone deserves, like, a chance to, like, live their dream, right? Even though his is, like, world domination. But hey, who am I to judge? I mean, people are still losing their minds that Mario's not a plumber anymore. Granted, he hasn't been one for a while now, so...
Well, he's just... They're just treating him like an immigrant. What are you talking about?
I just slow clap at that one, because that was well played, sir. Are you talking about Destiny today? Because maybe
look,
you shouldn't.
No, No, look. Here's the deal, okay? I'm going to try really, really hard, guys. Really hard, like so hard, not to talk about the D. That's my For the D challenge, is the Destiny. And it is to not talk about it. So what I'm going to do for the D.
That would be Destiny. Such a great parody of the D challenge where you're just like singing about Destiny 2 and not actual D. Like, that would be funny.
Considering how that challenge goes, it won't make a difference. Cause
that's true. I work hard for the D. Destiny. Yeah, actually.
So if you haven't seen the For the Dick Challenge, which is some of the most nonsensical things that I've ever seen upon the internet, okay, I know times are a little troubling right now, okay, and everybody needs a laugh. I'm all for that. But this was what we could come up with. I know it was a short run of time, but, like, this is the best we could come up with.
Hey, I think the For the D challenge was trying to combat the fact that How About It chick, How About That, Catch Me Outside, now is, like, a rapper.
No, she's not a rapper. She just put some words on top of a beat to try and make some money. No.
I'm pretty sure somebody put the words on the beat for her. She said them, and then the maintenance team takes her down and does maintenance on her the second she gets off stage.
Maybe. Absolutely 100% sure that's what
happened. They be tweaking that ankle bracelet. No.
Yeah, her rise to fame is definitely a Formula One level investment.
Oh man.
Gosh. Seriously.
I don't profess to understand.
They do quick
understand.
Pit stops to get her back on stage.
I'm thinking that everything is just going down the tubes, and the fact that, like, she's got 3 songs on YouTube now, and I've only watched one unironically just because, but the other two are just...
I mean, you gotta know your enemy, but still, like, you no, do. Don't support, no.
Oh, no, I don't, but I'm like, no. Really? I can mumble rap, too. Like, I mumble all the time. Just put some auto-tune on me, give me a weird topic... I can deadpan at a camera for, like, 4 minutes straight. It's weird.
I just don't understand, since we're on this topic, I just don't understand why you are not rapping about Sailor Moon. Like, as knowledgeable as you are, like, I just don't understand, like...
Because I have a big mutual respect for the medium.
While I was there, there was a Scream Like Goku Day downtown.
Ninja runs have... You do realize that, like, Naruto ninja runs are, like, becoming a thing here? Well, there's one happening in Cambridge, like, I think a week from now, where literally they're all just gonna ninja run, like, across the bridge.
Right. Well, that's what Scream Like Goku Day was. They got together, a group of people, like, somebody just made a Facebook event, and, like, 50 people showed up downtown... In Seattle,
it's so, like, just scream like Goku Day,
and just everybody screams like you were powering up.
Yep,
and so, like, a couple friends, like, threw some Snapchats out and, like, some videos, and there's one actually happening in Salem, which is run like Naruto while screaming like Goku. And I'm like, now you guys are going a little bit too far,
like, guys.
Just pick one. We could do one for, like, 10 minutes.
Just because some of us can pat our heads and rub our tummies doesn't mean we should do it all the time.
That requires a lot of cardio, people, and I'm just not that chick. I could run like Naruto for a few minutes, or I can scream like Goku. I can't run like Naruto and scream like Goku at the same time. I don't have that lung capacity.
Get a stud guy, rig them all up, and be like, okay, we're going to simulate... all of the falls
You are dead. Like, there's nobody that has upper body that could jump off a cliff and then fingertip grab onto a
ledge. But, like, I want someone who's in top physical condition, like a stuntman, to, like, go through the rigmarole and then, like, at the end, like, try to stand up. Because I'm sorry, there is no way.
No, you die.
After you've been when he's being pulled in the mud, and then he has to dragged through the mud, and has to, like, climb up on the back of this truck, and take out all these people shooting at him from, like, little jeeps, and, like, two people on a moped, and then he has to jump because certain, like, trucks blow up, because that's the part that I'm at right now, and I'm like, no. I'm like, he'd be shot in the head at that first pass. I'm like, you know how... Because
he's not going to take turns shooting. Oh, well, you missed. Now it's my turn.
Right.
Anyway, so let's get back to this so that you get to your piece.
The fucking realism from Tomb Raider, like, every time that she got impaled. No, I'm just saying, you need to make it more realistic. Because in Tomb Raider, like, you messed up those QTEs, she got flattened by a rock. That's reality.
Hey, in fucking Tomb Raider, you fight a bear. You're not gonna win against a fight a bear that big.
There are people who fought bears.
You are dead.
I'm just saying.
Bear food.
I'm just saying. Anyway, at least they were realistic about some of that.
Focus. You ain't gonna get no time.
I mean, that might just happen because of the way we talking. But go ahead.
I was like, if I'm gonna go in for this, I need to really go in for this, which means I needed to get a 4K TV. And at the time that I was originally looking at 4K TVs, they were still cost prohibitive. They've now gotten to the point where they're not. Like, I was searching Amazon the other day, and there were, like, 7 or 8 LG and Samsung 50-inch 4K TVs sub $800.
Nope.
Okay. And I was like, okay. Like, I found a 60-inch LG 4K TV for $659.
Still no.
I was like, shit. I could, like, almost do that. Like, if I pay my car payment late next month.
No.
And, like,
stop robbing Peter to pay Paul.
I don't even like Peter like that, though. Why Peter gotta have his hand in my pocket?
Because he pays for your car.
True. But I pay Peter for my car. Peter don't pay my car. If Peter paid my car, I could buy the TV now. But Peter don't pay my car.
No.
He got his hand in my pocket. Like, yo, give me that money.
I mean, and what has Paul done for you lately?
This is what I'm asking. And the answer is nothing. Except keep me out of jail. So,
I mean, that's really good because it allows you to keep getting money.
Truth.
I had a very good week.
Good.
A little tiring on the weekend. Like, I like being popular. I enjoy being around people, but only so much. I get so tired. Like, and I just people, don't...
Look, people are tiring.
Okay? People tire me out.
And it's, like, not in, like, a bad way, although sometimes people are tiring in a bad way. When you have, like, back-to-back things... Pajama time is so...
Oh, my God. You do. You do enjoy it. And, like, literally from, like, Thursday of last week up until when we're recording this, I literally had stuff every day.
Girl.
And I'm like, why? Why, Jesus? Like, why?
Don't put that on Jesus. Jesus had nothing to do with that.
Nope. Jesus was like, you can do it. And I was like, I can do it. And then I realized that I'm 33. I'm no longer 21. I do not have the stamina that my brain...
with that you over 30 stick?
Yeah. Well, like, we were together on Friday and, like... Yeah. I was struggling and I'm like, I can't be up past 10:30. I'm past my bedtime.
It's not about perfection. Oh, except yes, it is.
Except it is.
It was a fantastically presented game.
It was a plump hot dog of success.
It was not a great game, but it had potential to be a great game.
It wasn't a pearl, but it was like a decent Hebrew National in the way of hot dogs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was a good Hebrew National, but it's not a pearl.
Yeah, it was a...
And if you can't tell, I'm fucking hungry.
but...
Okay, fine.
Because it's summertime, and it's time to make summer drinks and play
it's
some
It's time to make bad decisions.
In your own home. That's where you ain't hurting nobody.
Right.
That's okay. That's all right. So yeah, I've been drinking.
Anyway.
And I've been drinking bad too, because all I had for a mixer was a wine punch.
Okay.
Fruit juicy rib.
I can't say nothing because I'm drinking my VH Blast Watermelon right now.
Watermelon!
Straight out of the 40, the 64 blue ounce bottle.
Look, if you
don't
want to drink it.
No one needs, I don't need a dirty no cup.
You don't need a dirty no cup. If you're the only one that's drinking it,
yeah,
you don't got a dirty no cup.
I mean, I shouldn't say that, because I'm sure if there was any left, my husband would drink it, but I just drink
it. But there's not going to be any left?
No, because I'm going to drink it.
Right. So, what the hell? And what I loved about it so much was, like, at the end, when they had, like, you know, the space where they usually say when the game's coming out, they're like, coming soon. Releasing whenever it's damn well ready. And I was like, yes, don't make any promises. I can see where you're going with that. That's right. You tell the people it's ready when it's ready, motherfucker.
And not a moment before. Prepared to experience it when it happens.
Yes. Amanda?
Yes?
I said speak.
Hello, I'm sorry. I totally zoned out in my brain for like 8 seconds. It's been happening a lot lately. I also could talk a little bit about Log Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, I keep saying it wrong, so maybe
it's not Zero Dawn. Log Horizon.
Log Horizon Zero Dawn. The best version.
We'll take Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Smash it with the anime Log Horizon.
Oh my god, that actually be a pretty.
And incept a game dumb. Inside of an anime about being stuck in a game.
Haley, oh my god, that's so meta. You have to regain your memories. It's one of the main quests that you have. Now, mind you, there are side quests, down quests, left quests, right quests, main quests, like there's quests everywhere.
You this walk into a love, place. I ran into him. He tried to sell me some meat.
So, like, you could end up like just walking into town, talking to a dude, and it be the end of a quest that you have just never like. Locked in. Like, that's how you're stepping over quests by the end of it. So, but there was a movie that recently came out, Arrival. I think Amy Adams.
I love Arrival. Go ahead.
Well, right. Well, like, the trailer had me hooked, and I wanted to go see it in, you know, theaters, but me and my boyfriend's fake boyfriend, Oscar, did not want to see Arrival, so we couldn't
Your husband's boyfriend, like, sometimes you need to suck it up and be an appropriate
fucking team player sometimes.
Yes.
But so, he's not sometimes, so, like, when we go on our dates, and mind you, we're not in a polyamorous relationship, we just have a third wheel who we feel like if we didn't hang out with him, he would kill himself, and, he'd be really lonely, sort of. So,
you said that on this podcast. Go ahead.
Yep. He doesn't listen, and neither does the husband, so that's fine. But anyway, there's so much more respect, I feel, for Link as a knight in this world than they've ever established for Link before. Before, it was just, hey, I'm a knight, and I'm trying to get that plus, you know what I'm saying? So I'll do whatever I need to do to get Zelda to be like, you can
have it. I'm sorry. You're a knight and you're all like, what?
Trying to get that royal puss.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, you did. No, I'm just saying, like, the grind was always, hey, I'm this knight, I want Zelda, like, bad, and I'll do whatever I gotta do to get it. And, like, sometimes she's like, no, but she really means yes. And that's why women just need to say what they mean and mean what they say, because you can't be playing this hard to get and then be like, nah.
I don't even have a comment. I don't have a comment.
This is why God made me a woman, because if I were a man, I'd be insufferable.
I would be the biggest of fuckboys. You would be the biggest fuckboy on the planet.
I'd like, send nudes.
Oh my God, you would. All the time.
So that's why I was made a woman, so that I could learn how to respect myself and my gender.
Work on that. Continue to work on that, because that's definitely a work in progress.
But anyway.
I'm going to give you an incomplete for that class.
I think next week's show is a very... Here I was worried that I wouldn't get to talk a lot. But isn't, like, next week's episode, like, all about me?
pretty much.
Like,
yeah. Yep.
Well, like, it's a good give or take.
All about you.
All about me.
Yeah.
And my big mouth and the things that I say.
Yeah. So as Pinna has alluded to, we are going to be off next weekend because she's getting married, but we're still going to hit you with a new podcast episode that is all about her talking about getting married.
And
what has to happen when she wants to get married.
My fantasy man made real, whether or not I'm actually marrying that. I mean,
well, that remains to be seen. But
this is 10 years of speculation here, guys. So, like, if I hit this on the nose, well, then I deserve bragging rights for, like, the rest of my natural life.
It's okay. You had a lot of really high qualifications.
I had a lot of expectations.
But you'll get to hear it next week on our podcast. So make sure if you haven't,
I'm so glad my fiance doesn't listen to the show.
He's gonna listen to this one because I'm going to directly send it to him.
No.
Yes.
You know. Can you send it at, well, we'll already be married by the time you send it. So.
By the time you listen to this, you will have already been married. Too late.
We'll be legally bound. It will. That's what I do. All I do is talk. How long have you known me? I need them to save the world. I need them to bang like they do at the end of, like, The Fifth Element. And as the credits are rolling, some guy sneak into my house to present me sausage. That is what I need for this series to resonate with me as a person now.
And now
I need
really
to be served big logs of sausage.
I think
and a cigar, and I don't even fucking smoke.
I need sex, sausage, and a cigar. Is that three things or just one?
That depends on the order, I guess. His name is Noctis Loomis. His name is fucking Nightlight.
Exactly.
Nightlight!
His name is Nightlight.
Nightlight! Oh, it is so infuriating. It's so crap. It's the crappiest crap. I mean, I said meat because, you know, meat. I like meat in my mouth, like, right, all the time. And the funny fucking thing about the whole regalia is, like, it's like the car. It's like the Pope Mobile in this game. Like, everyone's like, man, the regalia. And Noctis is like, I didn't really want to go in, like, all this, like, pomp and circumstance. Bitch, it's one car for one. It's a cool car. But it's not like you have, like, this motorcade bringing you to you know, Tenenbry. Like, you're in the car with three of your bros. Like, and then in the opening segment, it breaks down. And it breaks down, and you have to push it because you're a plebeian now. Not that you know that, because at the time that all this is happening, this is when your dad's getting murdered. But anyway, you're a plebeian now on the run because someone's trying to murder you to take your shit. And you have to ascend to greatness. By the way, there's a wifey you need to get to. Oh, she dead now. Fuck. And
I think that's the best game review you've ever done.
I just
do all game reviews like this from now on.
Oh my god.
There are panels more so this year than any year that I've attended that are more about inclusiveness. And understanding the community is more than just dudes in their basement that play games. And that is
And girls
always,
with their titties out.
I can't
I
talk
play
about
games.
I'm just thinking about titties.
No judgment. Body empowerment.
Hey, we like titties.
I guess.
Some of our closest friends have titties.
I can say this. Can you have sex with the other players in the multiplayer?
Well, then, of course.
That's not the kind of game that we're looking for.
This is not the kind of podcast we run here.
Don't get me wrong. People are very excited about the full-on nudity now.
Three words, gentlemen and ladies. Softcore space porn.
Porn.
That's
yes.
All I'm saying. Woo-hoo.
Hey, you get an achievement for shagging three people.
I already have my special towel ready. It's my me towel.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I guess this is the kind of podcast we're doing today. I should have had some coffee.
I hate rhythm games.
Is it because you don't have any?
I love this game. It is a rhythm game that is great for rhythm game players. It is a rhythm game that is great for people who hate rhythm games.
And now everybody else can speak because I've done
rhythm
like
this. Rhythm's gonna catch you.
Okay, we gotta
we really just bring up Miami Sound Machine.
Because happened. That's the median age of this room.
That's right.
Word.
No judge.
No judge.
Okay, safe space. No judgment. No judgment.
So the game is just Shapes and Beats, and it is a multiplayer game, so it's a party game, and I played with three other guys, and so you are a shape in space, and it is basically a rhythm bullet hell game.
Mm-hmm.
You avoid all these attacks that come in towards you.
Exactly.
And they come in such stylish things.
Can I speak?
I'm sorry. I've seen the game 19,000 times.
I know.
Yes,
I
do.
This is my spot
it's
now.
New to her.
I'm here for you.
It's bad new right her. Time. I am sorry.
I am the captain.
Dude, I have interrupted everybody so far, and I'm
here,
quiet right
this.
Now.
Captain, no. I don't want to tell you what to do, but shut up.
Taking the tripe of, you know, the, not tripe, the, what is it? The stereotype, the, yeah, the tripe, right? No.
Trope.
Oh. Trope. Trope. Trope, rope, rope, trope, trope, trope. Yes, trope. I don't know how much it is on the PlayStation because the fiance bought it. So, like, I guess it's free for me.
Damn, it feels good to be a gamer.
Your time off is already spoken for this year.
Yes.
Wedding.
But I knew you were going to get it in there. Yeah, I book free time into each and every one of my days to do things like be a human and sit down, rest my feet, eat food.
Eat an $11 hot dog. Like,
I'm never letting that go. You're not. So we can let everybody get in and die down because I don't like to be trampled. I don't like, you know, I get claustrophobic when I have,
when,
like, way too many
I mean,
people.
When you're little and everyone taller than you, like, that must be a harrowing experience at your height level.
Fuck you for that, but true. So
I'd say the only nitpicky thing that I can say is, like, a couple of times some of the shadows, like, on some of the backdrops have been kind of wonky. But, like, that's still not, like, that's not even anything to pick my nose at. I liked, let's see, burping. I like burping a lot lately. That's on the PlayStation 4. Because, like I said, right now we're both really fixated on the PlayStation 4 because, you know, I'm playing Final Fantasy 15 whenever he's not playing LEGO Dimensions. Or rather, when he's not trying to force me to play LEGO Dimensions.
I love how you said it, like, real low. Like,
well, because
like I said, no. I said, bitch.
I love LEGO. Like, I do. Like, I appreciate what LEGO has done.
I hear justification coming. I hear justification coming. But.
I mean, like, you love Disney Infinity. Like,
I did love Disney Infinity.
You did love Disney Infinity. You loved collecting the little things and having them on your mantle. I think you still have some up there.
I do.
And, like, putting them on the little pad thing, and then they come into life. Like, I played a little bit with you, and it was, like, a nice drop-in, drop-out kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Well, with LEGO Dimensions, it's a little different because, yeah, you have your little platform that the things go on, but they're Legos, so you have to assemble them. And they give you directions to do that. And I'm not good at making things. And, like, even with the directions, I struggle. And he's, like, a wizard and blinks and they're done. And, like, you have to change the portal thing to go through the dimensions. Like, and you have to move particular pieces. It's not even like, oh, just take a piece off and now it's... No, like, you literally have to, like, take... And you have to, like, manipulate it. So, like, for him, it's, like, the bee's fucking knees. And for me, like, I'm like, if I lose a piece and then I step on it and then I have the most immense pain in my foot, I'm going to hate this game forever. So, like, I'm always kind of teetering on fear of, like, physical pain and mental anguish. Now, when the game's up and running and everything's, it's super cute and it's fun,
I don't know if there's really a plot to it though, because most of the time I just break things and get coins, and he's doing stuff, but I don't know what he's doing. So like, so it's a little. I feel a little like I'm lost in translation. Like if I had been a kid when this first came out, like a small kid who loved Legos and like was competent, then I bet I would be just as excited as he is. Yeah, well, because I don't make things. Like I said, like I can customize shit. I like to color and shit. But like, you want me to build something? What?
Why?
No.
I don't.
It's not my skill set. Not my wheelhouse. It's not. It's not. But it is his. So like, it does give us both something. But like, I think he's hoping like I will get a love for making things. Uh-huh. So like he tries and like I will play it, but I don't get into that part of the game. So it pulls me out every time we have to do it. And literally every time you're jumping between hub worlds, you have to do it. So I'm like, if you really want me to play, then you need to have everything ready for what you want me to do. Because the minute we have to shift something, I'm out. Like I'm done. The light turns off. I'm no longer interested. And that's it. In and out. But I mean, it is super cute though. So like, as a palate cleanser or like a 15-minute between stuff, I will absolutely play this. But like, the longevity of it for me is a little lacking. Gotcha. And that's just me. Because if he sat here and heard me say that, well, he would be like, oh no, you are just not understanding the nuance. And
and then you're like, oh, here comes the lecture.
Here it comes. Exactly. Brace yourself.
You know, we all have our dirty little secrets. Unfortunately, some of mine are recorded for all time.
Yep. Mine too.
Like Hyrule Warriors. All right.
My dirty little secrets all exist on a previous podcast. Mine are scattered throughout them like Johnny Appleseed's. They're everywhere.
And some of them have you know, Jonathan Blow's voice. And some of them have this weird robotic lady who sounds like she just kind of woke up from, like, a poop coma.
Time out. What does waking up from a poop coma sound like? I don't understand the words that came out of your mouth.
I had a dream once that I was walking to a beach. It was empty.
What does that have to do with poop?
The beach. Because she's still kind of, in my mind, this girl has just woken up, like she had a rage poop. So intense.
Why is everything with you?
It was a rage poop.
Focus around rage poop.
The rage poop was so intense that it took all, like, drained her energy.
I can't.
And she had to nap. But it was like a dead sleep. What? Like a coma. A poop coma.
No. It's just... No.
And they happen. I know you don't. You've never had to experience one, bro. But let me tell you.
Hey, I have experienced some shit, man.
Have you ever fallen asleep after taking a huge poop?
Yeah.
That's poop coma.
That's a poop nap, not a coma. I woke up.
But how long were you out?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, then yeah, that's a nap. I've had rage poops that literally. Like, I'd get mad, and I would rage poop for, like, 10 minutes, which is a very long time.
I can't believe like, we're talking about like, this on the podcast.
My legs went numb from sitting on the toilet pooping so much that when I came off the toilet, I said, I need to
you
nap.
You need to see a doctor is what you need.
I went, and I told the fiancé I was taking a nap. I slept the rest of the night until the next morning.
You
I
woke up need at 6 to consult a physician.
And then,
like right
and I was
now.
Like, I can't play this game because it took 12 hours from me because I was in a poop coma.
Or maybe whatever the fuck you ate.
No, it was pure rage. It was the rage.
You need to see like somebody about that.
That was not a fun poop either.
I think the thing that was most surprising for me was Rebecca De Mornay. Like, I did not recognize her. Trish's mom.
Oh, okay. I don't know who she is.
Are you seriously? Are you for real right now?
The name doesn't ring a bell. Who?
Are what? You're kidding me. So, you... Well, all right. Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Okay. No.
Yes!
Oh, my God! No.
Yes. No. Yes.
No.
Yes. No. That's Trish's mom. Yes.
What the fuck happened?
Time.
Holy shit. Holy shit right now. Are you serious?
I fuck you not.
I just, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the one that surprised me the most, because I did not recognize her. It really took me a while. And I was like, oh, a muggle.
Like, no.
Yes!
Like, I'm looking at a picture right now.
Rebecca De Mornay is Trish's mom.
Oh, my God. Oh. I can talk about Chicago. Detroit.
I was like, what the fuck are Chicago? What the fuck is Chicago? Like the city?
No, game.
Yes. That's right. That tech demo? Yeah, that was actually a teaser. It's just the world didn't know it.
And the trailer that they showed was...
for the game called...
Detroit. Which at first, for some reason, I was saying Chicago, which is a musical.
The full name of the game, please.
I don't have it. I just have it.
Detroit.
Become Human.
There you go. I want to talk about BB-8, the android.
But what? Oh, the little circle soccer ball from the Space Wars.
From Star Wars.
I'm a dick.
You are. Flame Wars just started. We haven't even released this podcast out to people.
Yep.
I feel the disturbance in the force already.
They're like, she did what now?
Yeah. So her Twitter handle is Lady Ash People. Direct it at that. Don't take it out on the ESH news handle. We didn't do it. It's not us.
It's not us. It's her. But apparently the way that the stories go in 400 days, depending on, because the load up screen is literally a bulletin board and there are 5 pictures that are colored and all the other ones are black and white. And those are the people that you can actually, you know, do their stories.
The black and white or the colored?
The coloreds. Ha! The coloreds. Anyway, so, if you play them in the appropriate order, they actually all tell stories because all the stories bleed into each other in one way or another.
Right.
They're not in the most deliberate of ways. Like, you might be playing one, and an instance might happen in that one that might get referenced in the next vignette that you play. So it's really kind of smart to really think of where you want to go, because each story starts at a different point after the initial break.
Okay.
So, anyway,
Lost your thought there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You were on the roller coaster. You were rolling along, and then, whee!
I totally was like, it's weird. As much of a completionist as I am, Pokemon is not one of those things that I could sit down and get it all done. It is a multiple-year endeavor to get all the Pokemon.
That's why I can't play them.
And the thing is, in this game... we're in a totally different realm. We're not in Kanto or the Johto. We're in a totally different area. And once you beat the Elite Four and the champion and you beat the game, it opens up all the other regions and all the other 150 sets of Pokemon from the other 3 are now available in your region.
That's a lot of Pokemon.
That's a lot of Pokemon. That is a lot of balls.
Those are many balls.
That's a lot of Ultra Balls and Quick Balls.
A lot of Pokeballs.
And, yeah, so...
I mean, do you have enough pockets to put all those Pokeballs
in? The thing is, when you capture a Pokemon after the 6 that you get to keep on you, they go to your computer. They download to your computer.
Oh, they go to your Pokedex?
So, yes. Well, I mean, the Pokedex scans them, but they get sent to your box where you can retrieve them and whatever like that. So you don't carry all these balls. It'd be ridiculous.
I mean, that's a lot of balls to carry on oneself.
Yeah. 6 balls is a lot to carry.
I mean, I don't think that you could walk with 6 balls.
I don't even want to imagine that, but...
Because there's a lot of walking in that game.
Yes, until you get a bicycle.
You get a bicycle?
Yeah.
When does that happen?
Later.
You can't ride a bike with 6 balls.
Well, there...
You can't do it well, that's for sure.
I get lost in the little parts of Assassin's Creed 3 sometimes, just because, like, it's like... Sometimes I just play the board games.
Oh, I
suck at that fucking board game.
I remember watching every, you run every after time, that guy.
Dude, every time I feel like I'm about to win, I make a move that I don't realize is about to screw me over, and then I lose. And then I get so upset, I almost rage quit because that's too
much. I have already seen you rage quit.
I almost did. I was like, motherfucker, that cost me $10. Shit.
Man, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Do you know how many fucking bears I gotta try and find?
Do you know how many burgers I could eat with $10? Three.
That's including the tax, right?
Yeah, three. That's including the tax.
Then that fool's voice is like, oh, I got you now.
Like, I know. Oh. It's just like my grandpa talking smack to me while we're playing checkers. I'm like, nuh-uh, old man.
Oh, not even. Dad with checkers. Dad with checkers.
Shit.
Man.
He talks shit all the time.
He would like, never say anything to me, but he'd look. Like, I'd have my hand on the PC and be like, you really want to do that? I'm like, no.
I know. He was such an intimidator. He would talk shit to me. We'd be playing, and I'd be like, I got you now. He's like, okay, if that's the move you want to make.
I'm like, oh, no,
I'm confident. I'm good.
My hand's still on it. I haven't moved it.
I took two of your guys. He's like, okay, and you did get two of my guys, but I want you to watch what's about to happen here. Don't feel bad about it. And then he would proceed to dominate and eat, like, eight of my pieces and be like, it was a good game, but, you know, you just weren't going to beat me.
You weren't going to win.
It's okay. And I was like, I love you, but I don't like you right now.
Because I made Dad play Pretty Pretty Princess with me.
Yes.
And I purposely let him win so he had to wear all those jewels.
Yeah. Yeah. I was
like, look at that crown, Daddy. You're a pretty, pretty princess.
I wish you had an iPhone at that point.
I wish we had that technology then.
Because that photo would have been.
It is January 3rd through 6th.
So you're going down to Maryland right after New Year's.
Yep. And I'm either going by the mega bus because they have a bus that's dedicated towards picking people up and getting to there and coming back.
To MAGFest or to Maryland?
To MAGFest.
Okay, so there's a MAGFest mega bus.
A mega bus.
Okay.
One bus, and it stops at all these random places while it's on its way to MAGFest.
Okay. Yes.
If I don't do that, Twist is caravanning that shit. And they're like, you can come with us on our caravan. And I'm like, maybe. So, I'm making plans.
So, you're making plans to drive down to Maryland.
To be in a car that's going to MAGFest. I still have to figure out the sleeping arrangement, though. And that's a very key point for me. So, if I can't get that locked in, I may not be going to to MAG. But I have an idea of a plan, which is better than no plan or idea of a plan. At all.
I will give you that sleeping arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to be on a floor.
No.
I've done that once.
Maryland ain't cheap.
I know.
That's why we haven't done MAGFest yet.
But it's so in our wheelhouse. And the guy with the glasses crew, they all go. Even the dude from Canada. Well, several of the dudes from Canada. All
right, go so there. Let me just break it down. If you do MAGFest, you know that there's probably not a PAX East then.
That's okay. Maybe.
No, that's a definite. You're not going to have the dough for both.
Why? I'll save my hooking money for McDonald's money.
You ain't going to be hooking.
I might.
You may have a job. That's why I throw a wheelhouse in all.
I know, because then I'll have the money, but I won't have the time.
Correct.
It's like, if I have the time, I don't have the money.
Welcome to adult world. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Grown up living sucks.
Yes, it does. Stay a kid for as long as you can.
But anyway, they were showing off a lot of, well, you know what happens in Borderlands 2. Kicking ass, taking names, gunfire.
Wub wub.
And we'll let you know because it goes off the song from the Lion Sleeps Tonight. So the, a wimowet, a wimowet.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a little, I guess, wub wub in the back. But they really want you to focus on the primal jungle-esque-ness of Pandora.
Okay.
You know, you're out
in which is mad jungly.
Well, it's mad deserty, post-apocalyptic-y, you know, everyone for themselves kind of
deal. So
is
it more like Rage laid out now as opposed to most of the greeny, like, gloopy...
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, Bill Cosby.
with my sweater and the puddings and the hippity dippity dabbity wobbities.
I can't believe you just did that. Actually, yes, I can.
Totally adjusted my cosmetic, my sweater. Too bad we're not a video podcast.
Oh, we got out of the studio.
But
done.
Anyway. And what because are you digging?
This week, I actually have to go with Giant Pixie Six.
I was about to say my birthday. You should plug my birthday and dig my birthday because it's happening next week.
So why does the shit I have to dig have to be about
because
you?
Because I am awesome and everyone should dig me.
I'm just going to let you ruminate with that. I'm going to go and stick with the shit that I was actually digging, which is the 3-foot-tall pixie sticks, because I had one this week.
Pixie sticks are not forever, but I am here.
You're not forever either.
I'm here longer than they are.
You know what?
As far as we know.
Ready? Stop usurping my shit that I dig. 3-foot-tall pixie sticks, cherry flavor, that's awesome. I'm Pandalicious.
No, you're not. I'm Pandalicious. Wow.
Fuck you. See? Now you've just completely, like, blown up my spot. Well, and I'm only thinking about you now. See?
All right, well, then in that case, I'm Ninja Sista.
He's still Xenocore. I'm pretty sure.
I'll be back next week.
I think.
Bye. You're some kooky ladies, man.
I know. It's just, dude.
Fuck. Wow, dude. Even I have never forgotten.
And I was sitting there going, why the fuck am I going to do shit about Pandalicious? And it just popped out of my mouth.
And, oh my God, and our title, you guys are like, and I'm Pandalicious. I'm like, no, I'm Pandalicious.
Yeah, that's pretty much the title. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Tech Gadget and Anime Podcast. I am Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to an all anime episode of our podcast. A unique episode of our podcast. See, I didn't say special.
I'm glad.
Because I know you hate it when I say it's special.
And there's only one of me this week, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. Ha ha. Funny, funny. Okay, whatever. That's it. That's what we've got. I hope you enjoyed the show. As always, I am Pandalicious.
No, you're
not. Damn it, I did it again! What is wrong with me?
And I guess I'm Ninja Sista, and we're out.
No, I'm doing that again. That is not going in the show, or I will divorce you.
You did it again!
Like, what the fuck?
Do you want to be Pandalicious?
Yes, I don't know. I'm fucking tired. I blame the cold.
What was last night?
I was starting to be sick on Sunday.
All right, do you want to do this?
I'm doing it again. Damn it. Don't put this in the show. I swear to God, I will divorce you.
No, you won't.
I'll think about it. All right, I'm doing this again, damn it.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. That's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know we did. We had fun making it. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm the only Pandalicious.
Oh, my God. And we're out of here, people.
Enjoy my birth month.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I have some kind of mental block
because
now.
Because I'm telling you right now, like, you don't want to be me right now. Like, no.
I'm having a serious mental block.
Like, Saturday, okay. You might want, but Monday, you don't, no. You don't want to be me right now.
Dude, I'm having, like, a major mental block. I have no idea why I said that. Like, straight up, it's just like,
honestly, I think for the next convention, you have to wear a shirt that says, I'm Pandalicious, and then my shirt says, no, I'm Pandalicious. And see if people really know which ones we are. I think that'd be funny.
I think you're correct.
But
so, like, Ninja was saying,
were you just about to call me Pandalicious?
Yes, I was. I'm
so I'm not the only one.
I'm usually the one who likes to spoil things, but you've been taking a strong lead in the spoiler.
Spoilerlicious has become Ninja Spoiler.
Yep. Yep.
Magic, what are you doing with yours?
I think I'm going out.
So you're making your chills travel?
Yeah, I'm going to get my toast a little suitcase, and we're going to travel with my toast.
Aww, can you like the roaming
magic
gnome?
And her toast. That'd be a cute little four-panel anime.
Four-panel
like
anime?
Manga, like the four panels.
What would, okay, the first panel is me with my toast with a tiny little suitcase for my toast. What about the other three?
Your toast would be, like, alive. And it'd be like, come on, toast, we're going on an adventure. And then you grab a cake, and then you guys would travel. And at the end, someone would eat him because he's toast. Who knows? They might tell you happy holidays, but you're not going to get any discounts or anything. But that's okay, because telling them about us means you care.
And caring.
And we care that you care.
And caring is sharing. I refuse to do the Care Bear call because Care Bears are racist bastards. We've established that.
And for the person who actually asked us if we are referencing the truth, watch them. Yeah. And you can see all the bears want nothing to do with the Care Bear cousins. Racist? I think so.
They're segregationists. The Care Cousins couldn't live in, you know, Care Bear land. They had to stay in the little Care Bear jungle. That's not fair.
No.
They're elitist, segregationist bastards.
That care about humans.
Yeah, segregation is wrong.
And the environment.
But besides that, you can't be great to other races and hate on your own. That's just not cool.
People do it, but that doesn't make it okay.
But it's worse when fictional, cuddly characters who are designed to teach children about sharing and the wonderful feelings of caring and being good to each other do it.
Good point.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's Christmas. It's coming around that time for snow and
well, and you know presents. What? I even want to talk about that a little bit because tell me if you noticed this, okay? Because I noticed it and it pissed me the fuck off.
Okay, well, what is it?
Did you notice Christmas decorations going up before Halloween?
That happens a lot in the area in which I reside. Does that happen in the area in which you reside?
No, this is the first year that I've ever been someplace that, like, Christmas tree decorations went up in stores and shit before Halloween even happened. I'm like, dude, usually you'd wait till after Halloween and at least acknowledge that Thanksgiving was coming and then jump to Santa Claus. I mean, the whole purpose of the Macy's Day Parade is to welcome in the Christmas shopping season by it ending with Santa Claus.
I know.
Witches do not bring presents.
Oh, yes, they do. They're called hexes.
That a hex is not a present.
Well, it's not a good present.
It is not a gift. It is a curse.
The gift you know. That keeps recursing. I mean, regifting.
No, it keeps recursing. Ow, damn, shit, ow, ow, stop. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it drove me nuts because I was like, you know, I realized that it's become extremely commercial and we've gotten past the reason for the season, which we all know is the harvest. No, it's true. It was a celebration of the harvest season.
Yeah, I okay. know.
We've got away from that. It's really about the grain, people. And how you ferment it. No. But it really pissed me off because Macy's had their tree up. I was already getting wish list flyers and shit for toys.
Hey, I've had a wish list since Christmas of last year.
Well, you should have a wish list, okay? You should always have a wish list. Personally, I don't need Target sending me there. Here's the book for your children to pick their presents.
You don't have any children.
I know. That's really why I don't need the book. But for them to send it before it was even November, I thought it was kind of tacky.
Because they're expecting people to just buy early. Because believe it or not, a lot of people now with, you know, the whole cool idea of, you know, buying things online, you know, I bet, like, stores are losing people because you can just get it on Amazon or eBay.
Dude, but here's the problem. You can't even get it on Amazon because I pre-ordered Super Mario Galaxy and then they email me back to be like, oh, yeah, oh, our bad. We don't got it.
Oh, that sucks.
I was pissed.
Yeah, I went to go into my local GameStop to go get the Knights game. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, so can I have, you know, is it out yet? And the guy's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean, no? He goes, no. He's like, I'm like, do you know anything about the game? He goes, I do and I don't. He's like, you don't want that game. And I said, yes, I do. He goes, no, you don't. And I'm like, yes, I do. And he's like, you don't have it yet. And I was like, whatever, I'm an adult.
Why was he like, you don't want that game?
I don't know why he said that. But he's all like, he's like, you don't want it. I'm like, yes, I do. I would have asked if I didn't want it. So I'm going to have to go to another store because it's out now, isn't it?
No, Knights comes out next week.
Okay.
Yeah, Knights comes out.
But he totally was all like, you don't want it. I'm like, I wouldn't be asking about it if I wasn't curious, dude. And like, he was totally like trying to put the moves on Pandalicious, and I was all like, And he was all like, yes, sir. I'm like, oh, no. Like, he wasn't even like nice about the fact that they didn't have it. So I was like, fuck no.
First of all, fuck no to you. Yeah.
And then I walked out.
Yeah. No, if you want to get in Pandalicious's pants, you better have the game in stock that she wants.
Fuck yeah.
And you better be nice about
like,
it.
If I say Knights, you want, you should say how much.
Exactly.
Like, thank you, ma'am.
No, you should be like, how much of a discount do you want? Ka-chica.
Man,
ka-chica.
I know. Ka-chica. I wish. I wish I had that kind of clout. My clout only gets like free soup from Panera. Which totally rocks.
That totally rocks.
That totally rocks, especially when it's like, my favorite soup from Panera is the vegetarian fiesta con queso. Oh, no, that, I put out for that soup. You have that soup, and my pants are like, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I know, but it's...
All right, let's...
We should be talking about my pants.
No, this is not a podcast about your pants.
But we will be rich and famous, and we'll own the company at that point anyway, so...
Or own a company.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, ESH is a company.
It is.
So we
we're
already
just
did.
Not a giant conglomerate.
No,
we're not the evil.
We never will be.
Men.
No, it's a subsidiary of a LLC. People,
we will never be the man that you want to kick.
No,
or you don't want to take it to this man.
We will never ever be
that
man. Although speaking of the man, we have to welcome somebody.
We can, if we don't,
wait,
if we,
who do we have
if
to
we
welcome?
Become the man, we can't stick it to the man anymore.
I could. I stick it to myself all the time. But I'm bunch. Okay.
Jesus.
Ew.
Sorry. That was wrong of me. I had Red Bull today. I had Red Bull, okay? I'm sorry. Is it me or, like, the Black Eyed Peas and Kanye West? Like, is it a law that they have to be in any remix that you do now?
I don't think it's a rule. I don't think it's forced on you. But they know that, you know, the Black Eyed Peas have hot beats and... You know, Kanye is just a controversial, you know, hot star, so that makes so much, you know, sense.
Oh, okay. All right, I was just checking because I noticed that that was something that was happening a lot more often.
Oh!
It was just an observation. Basically, one of the things that they're doing is they've got a... promotion, a bunch of promotions going on. The first one is actually they're going to do a Halo branded Mountain Dew.
Oh
which,
my god, so instead of Mountain Dew it's going to say Halo on it?
Well, no, the Mountain Dew logo is still going to be on there, but it's going to have Master Chief on there, and it's going to have the Halo 3 insignia and all their fonts and stuff, and it's going to be called Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
Because they know a lot of guys are going to stay up when Halo 3 comes out.
Well,
nothing but Mountain Dew energy drinks.
Well, and the thing is, it's going to have more caffeine.
Oh, of course. Let's get them addicted young.
Get them while they're young. Hook them while they're teens. No, seriously. It's going to have more caffeine. It's going to taste a little bit different than regular Mountain Dew.
Because there's fucking caffeine in it!
Wait, there's fucking caffeine in Mountain Dew. There's just going to be more caffeine in this
stuff. You're
going
to do like that cocaine stuff that you drink?
God, I hope not, because cocaine actually didn't taste very good unless you were mixing it with vodka. Which you should only do if you're only 21.
You're a smart ninja. Let's mix caffeine.
Yeah, mix caffeine with hard liquor. It's the better way to do it. So yeah, caffeine is totally in Mountain Dew. but this is just going to have more and taste a little bit different. So if, you know, the box and the cans having Master Chief's face all over the fucking thing wasn't a clue enough to you that it wasn't straight up Mountain Dew, the little bit difference in the taste is really supposed to go, wow, I don't think I'm drinking Mountain Dew anymore. This is different.
You're drinking Mountain Dew with caffeine.
More caffeine. It's twice the caffeine, same size. It's
like you drink it at noon, you don't go to bed till 4 a.m. And that's one can.
Yeah, and you'd be like, frag, motherfuckers. Frag them. Frag them. All right, so moving on. Another promotion that they're doing basically is they've got a promotion going on with Doritos where... yeah, so...
the caffeine in Doritos now, too?
No, they're not caffeinating Doritos. They put caffeine in Doritos.
You'll never sleep.
Caffeinated Doritos. It's caffeinated cheese! On a tip! On a tip! No, they're not doing that. That would kind of be a bad idea. Yeah. No, but they're just doing some Halo-themed Doritos bags. And then 7-Eleven is tying in with them to sell all of that Mountain Dew and frag Doritos dog. Brand stuff.
Selling hot dogs and calling them frag dogs?
No. No, we're not having
the branding H's although, into that, their honey
dude, buns? Dude, that would be a hell of a promotion, though. Because like, you'd
come
be promoting
on in and
safe...
have a frag dog!
No, seriously, because think about it. Think about it, though. Not frag dog the hot dog, but frag dog doll the condom.
Oh my god.
Okay, because you promote
extra protection when you're taking on millions and millions of players.
This is what I'm saying, okay? I'm saying,
be protected,
like, invisibility
dog.
Shield, people. Really.
Oh my god.
Be invisible to STDs. I'm just saying, if you're going to go there, market the thing properly. All right,
like,
so anyway.
It's ribbed for your pleasure while you're...
And ribbed for your protection. Reach levels that you've never gone before with frag dog. Oh, that's wrong. No, they're not going to sponsor condoms, but they should.
Would they glow in the dark?
They would have to glow in the dark so you can find them.
They can show up on infrared.
No, they would have to be green. They'd have to be that really lime green that you see everywhere because that's halo green. Or orange. Are you gonna go and buy orange halo condoms? I don't think so.
I don't have a penis. Well, why would I buy condoms?
Alright, I'm not even gonna go there. I'm gonna keep moving. See, I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna be polite. I'm just gonna keep it moving.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just keeping it moving. I'm keeping it moving. Okay.
But
la 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 la.
All you guys out there who are having sex, it better be safe. Don't be a punk ass bitch.
Yes. Yes.
Wear that glove.
Don't be
scared.
Put a wrapper on your willy. There are a bunch of upcoming games for the PS3, and personally, I would like to recommend, if you guys haven't heard about them, Google, Wikipedia, get off your ass, and check out and look up Folklore. It basically is kind of like Fable, but...
Can you have a gay lover in it?
I don't know about the gay lover thing. And the gay lover thing in Fable was really difficult to pull off. Like, there was, like, one guy in each town, and you, like, really, really had to go above and beyond. Like, most chicks, you only had to give them, like, a semi-precious stone or two and some flowers and chocolates, and they'd be like, ooh, yeah, let's get married. And you'd be like, okay, here's a cheap ring. And they'd be like, oh, okay. And then you get into the house and be like, hey, how you doing?
But and then, the men were a little trickier.
Yeah, them, you had to, like, constantly tell them how much they look nice and do nice things for them and then give them a whole lot of jewels if you found the one guy. Because there are some guys that you could be, like, nice to half the way through, and then when you were getting close to you think that you were going to, you know, get your gay love on, they were like, oh, you're sweet and all, but I don't really do that with guys. And then they'd run away from you.
And,
you're like,
and then you kill them.
Yeah, and you would kill them and be like, oh, you motherfucker. Tainted love.
At least that's how I did it. That was playing in my head.
Wow.
I have issues.
Ninja kills men who don't sleep with her.
I do. I kill them. Sleep with me or die!
We hope you enjoyed all of that. So, all I have left is to do the regular business. First, I need to tell you about a new feature called Ish Poll. Every day, we will feature a new question on Instagram stories for Ish. Questions that can be answered yes or no. If you're following us on Instagram, just click on the Ish logo and you can answer the question. You'll find us on Instagram at Ish News. We're also on Twitter at Ish News. To follow us on the internet, you can find us at electricsisterhood.com. Or, if you need a shorter address, it's esh.co. On that site, we include video game and anime reviews and links associated with this podcast. For those of you with an iPhone, you can check us out on Apple News. Just look for Electric Sisterhood and subscribe. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/landabesh. If you enjoy our show and the stuff we write about, make sure you check out the other voices in our network of shows. We feature shows like No Borders, No Race, a podcast hosted by King Baby Duck over at b3crew.com. Smashedrook.com is helmed by Hamsterman2049, whose weekly video show can be found at twitch.tv/Hamsterman2049. Check out his streams live every Wednesday night. Make sure you check out Phil the Issues Guy. Phil's recap and review is on YouTube. Call in live and be part of the show. Also be sure to visit the folks at NerdCrave.com. They do all the nerd stuff. Everything you crave at NerdCrave.com. So bookmark all of our sites, subscribe to all of our shows, ask us questions, comment on the stuff that we post, share us with your friends, let us know if there are games that you would like us to try or to review or if there's anything you would like us to look at. So that's it for the business. For Ninja Sista and Pandalicious, I'm Siri, and I'm hungry for some delicious meat.